I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha.
And this is Kicks and Giggles.
Season 2, Euros edition.
This is going to be a straight up soccer episode. Martha, we've been talking about a lot of other things, but now the quarters are over, and both of us watched most of the games.
Yes, we did.
I've watched part of all of the games. I don't think I have watched all of all the games. I certainly didn't watch all of Spain and Switzerland.
Yeah, that's the only one that I didn't watch all the way either.
I also, well, let's get started. I did not watch the entirety of Norway, Italy because I was at work. And you texted me when Italy scored. You were not the only one to text me when Italy scored, but Italy scored and I was like,
Actually, you were like, ah, and I said, have you taken lunch? And you said, no. And
That's
I said,
right.
this is a good time.
It was perfect. That's exactly what happened. So why don't you tell us about the first half? How was it?
All right, so the first half, it was tight. It wasn't, nothing really happened. I thought that Italy had some good opportunities. Like, I mean, I was rooting for Italy, you know that. And I thought that they could do it. And that first half was really tight, but Italy had some great opportunities and they missed a few great opportunities. Something happened. Well, of course, something happened during the half, right? They got to pump you up. And so, yeah, Italy came out strong in the second half. And I commented to you that I think see, so the commentators say Girelli,
Jurelli,
but
yeah.
Girelli, and I saw her, I was like, she just reminds me of Athea, and you're just like, yeah, Zia. And so Zia Girelli scored. So Italy scored first in the second half. And then Norway in that second half gets a penalty.
And that's literally when I walked in to the place next door, the restaurant next door that had a TV on. Like, I literally walked out of my office and was going to go down to a sports bar down the block. But truly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw that the restaurant next door had a TV that looked like women's soccer was on. So I ran and I go, "Do you have the Italy Norway game?" And they were like, "What?" So that's when I walked in and I was like, "I'm bad luck."
Yeah, but you weren't.
Was not.
You were not. So Norway get the penalty and they miss it. They
Their
miss
captain, like.
the captain missed the penalty. Missed the penalty. So there was hope. Later on, Norway did score. The captain
Yes,
redeemed herself.
she did.
So it was tied 1-1. And then I think we were so close to going into extra time.
Martha, I cannot
So
remember if I
close.
told you this, but I had been like talking with the bartender who was Brazilian, and I was like, it was like the 89th minute and I had to go back to work, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess I should close out. And she went to go close me out. I go, wait. No. Don't close me out because I'm really superstitious and I don't want to like jinx anything. And she's like, okay, I get it. I get it. And then in the like
And
91st minute or something, right?
no, so I checked back. It was the 89th minute. We were in the 89th
Okay,
minute.
so the 87th minute is when I told her not to, because it was 2 minutes
Yeah.
before that happened.
Yes. So, yeah, 89th minute. Again, it was a beautiful cross from Cantore to Girelli again, and Girelli heads it in. And seals the deal.
It was
And
beautiful.
then Italy was up 2-1. And Italy understood the assignment of holding the ball, making sure that no plays get made, playing defense, and holding on to win 2-1 over Norway.
Yes, it was great.
The team was so excited. The team, Italian players were crying. Now, you know what? I didn't really see Norway players cry. I mean, I'm sure they were sad, but usually see the losing team cry. No, the Italians were full
Well.
on. It apparently it had been over 25 years that they've been in this
In the semis.
in the semis. So it's been a long time.
I keep coming back to also because when they played Spain, I don't know if we talked about this, but Fox only played the Italian national anthem. They didn't play the Spanish national anthem. They went to commercial during it. But like, I don't know if you remember last year during the Olympics, everyone was so into the Italians and how much they love their national anthem. And so like from the beginning to the end, you know, Italians are an emotional bunch, even the Northerners. The second game was England versus Sweden. And
Yes.
Martha, that game was crazy.
Yes. BANANAS. Oh my gosh, do I don't know. Did I spell bananas
You
correctly?
definitely did. You absolutely did. I did not realize, because I did not watch it live, that the first goal was in like 1:52 in the game, like
Oh.
so soon.
Yes. I thought I had, so this was the one I thought I had time. I was still trying to finish something for my class. So I came in, they scored. I was just like, when coming into that game, just Sweden had looked really strong.
Really, really strong. I mean, and then they scored within 2 minutes. So,
Yes.
and then I think you said this about the France England game as well. The English get sort of downhearted. Then Sweden almost scores again in the 4th minute. And then
Yes.
they do score again in like the 10th minute, right?
Yep.
So, like almost immediately, England's down 2-0. Now, I think people talk about how like 2-0 is a very dangerous score because you feel comfortable, but like it's actually pretty easy because 2-1's the most dangerous score, Rob, obviously, but like when
Yes.
you're up, but 2-0, but it's still zero. Like, and then that was the score through that whole half and like another half of the second half, right? And
Correct.
we didn't talk about this so much in Norway, Italy. Norway did not, they have, Norway's very, very good. There have been problems, I think, with their federation, so I don't want to like over project onto them, but like they did not seem like they wanted it as a team until that very, like until after that second Italian goal, when I felt like finally like the team synced up. Like it felt very individual until then. And so with England, it's, I don't think that Sweden dominate, even though the score was 2-0, it didn't feel like Sweden was dominating the game necessarily, but it did feel like England could not close, even in the second half when I feel like it really switched to a lioness dominated game.
Yes. Yeah. I think that England they couldn't close, and also a couple of people weren't on the field. Honestly, the England came alive when they started when they did their subs.
Oh, so we had talked about how Beth Mead hadn't started in the game against the Netherlands, and how, I mean, we joked about how it was because Viv was on the field. But frankly, it was kind of surprising to me that she didn't scar again, that she didn't start in this game either. And to your point, I mean, when did Serena, like the subs were at what, like the 68th minute? Like it
Yeah,
was
something
late.
like that. It
It
was
was
really late.
late in the game. And like I, again, was at work and people online were freaking out. They're like, well, put the people in, put the people in. And then to your point, the minute she does, the tenor of the, I mean, again, it was, I would say the second half was like the Lionesses half even before then, but they just could not connect. And
Yep.
then almost immediately after the subs come in, boom, goal. That was Lucy Bronze's, right?
Lucy Bronze
I think she scored
and
first. And
she
then
scored
Mich
for yes. And I have to say both of those it was crosses in by Chloe Kelly.
Oh, I don't think I realized that.
Yes. So the thing is, like, I don't know why Chloe Kelly isn't starting. I don't know if it's because of injury or because she hadn't been really playing a lot. So Chloe Kelly earlier in the year, she didn't she used to play for Man City and they weren't really putting her in, and she had problems with Man City and then went public about not getting enough time, but Man City was also not letting her off the contract really. So then there was a deal struck up with Arsenal that she, was lended over to Arsenal, and then Arsenal ended up winning
Oh, that's right. The FA Cup? No, the league.
the Champions Cup. And so there had been some drama with Chloe Kelly. But in the games that she's come in, she has made a difference. And in this game, again, it was two assists really from Chloe Kelly. Now, the other goal, Michelle's goal, it was still an assist by Chloe Kelly, and then both of them finished in the box. There was some bouncing, but she really made a difference. And so again, I don't know what it is, or if she's just like that player that gets subbed in, like she's the sub that
She's the Lynn
changes up the
Williams.
game. Yes, I don't
Lynn
know.
Biandolo.
So that was my observation. I was like, just put her in, see what happens. And they did, and she was clutch in the for those two plays.
I mean, for real, like those, it's insane. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time that we see that score go from 2-0 to 2-2 in such a short period of time. I mean, again,
Yes.
the Swedes' goal were also very short, but yeah. So all of a sudden now it's a tie game and regulation ends. And then, of course, it goes into overtime. Now, overtime did not stand out for me. I'm not gonna lie. I
No.
don't, there's nothing from overtime that makes me go, we should talk about this. But what did stand out were those penalties, because
Those penalties.
I know where I was during the game. I was at work, as I said, but it was with a lot of people. And so you were messaging me. And so I only noticed, I knew in advance that it happened. It went to seven, right? Watching the penalties was, knowing how it ended with full knowledge of what was about to happen, was such a trip, because it was Sweden's game, Martha. It was Sweden's game
Yes.
so many
Yes.
times during this game.
Yep. Yep. It was Sweden's game. They let go of that lead, and I think they held on, But this is the thing also. Okay, the other thing I have to say about this game is that by the time that the subs were in, by that time, Sweden had already subbed out Aslani.
Yes, what were they thinking?
They had already subbed out Blackstenius. So they had already subbed out their best players because they thought, we've got it. Well, actually, I have no idea, but
Yeah,
usually
but
do that
right. When
when
you're
you
like, oh, we
feel
got to
like you've got
save
it in the
our,
bag.
yes, we're saving them for the next one.
Exactly. And they were not on the field at that time.
Now, so here's my question, because your best players aren't, I mean, just look at Norway, aren't necessarily your best PK takers, right? Like, I mean, look at, we'll talk about the France Germany game later, but like, I have to hope that that choice was made, even knowing, because it was made too early
I
to
think
have
so.
been, it, unless, I hope they're bad. I hope they're bad PK takers. I know they're not, because I remember the 2023 World Cup, and how that ended in PKs for us against Sweden, and it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. But I'm just gonna pretend that that's it. Because it's a, it was a bizarre choice if they are their best PK take. Like, it doesn't matter if you even, I mean, maybe if you're up 3-1 in the 86th minute, but even then, you know what I mean? I wouldn't feel good until it's 4-1. Anyway, so twice, right? Twice Sweden could have clinched that. So first of all, out of 7 PKs, almost none of them went in. Like it was just like red X, red X, red X, red X.
Yes. Like people kept on. Well, I just don't remember which were the misses and which were the saves.
That's fair. I don't know. And I don't like how they categorize it online either, because the way when you read it, even a save is called a miss. Like it's either
Yep.
a score or a miss. I do know that Alessia Russo started off and she scored a beautiful PK. So that was when the only time I think that England was really up. And the goalie, Hampton,
Yeah.
right? She had had a collision in the
Yes.
box minutes before, and so had gauze stuck up her nose.
Yes. Honestly, I was like, you should, yeah, had gauze up her nose. I wouldn't have been surprised if they had stuck a tampon up
Oh,
there.
maybe that's what it was, frankly. I don't know.
It didn't have a string. Also, that would have been a great callback to She's the Man, the movie with Amanda Bynes, who's like a soccer player. Anyways, but yes, think Hannah Hampton, goalie with gauze up her nose, trying to stop the bleeding and
And
then
stop
still
goals.
trying to stop goals. Yes.
So I think if I'm remembering correctly, and we're not going to correct this unless you have it in front of you, I think England went up one only in that, like Alessia, and then Sweden missed.
Yes.
And then the next time around, what's
Lauren James missed.
James? She missed,
I.
and then Sweden. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So Lauren James missed, and Sweden evened it up. So, yes, what about Lauren James?
I know that she. Everyone really likes her. A lot of the people and the like the commentators, everything because of the way she plays soccer. And I don't.
Yeah, because she stomps on people.
I still can't get over the stomping of the Nigerian player.
Yes. The Nigerian
From,
American player.
yes, from the last World Cup. I think this is the most I've seen her play in this game, running back and defending and everything, because I think everything was on the line. But previously, she doesn't really do that. She's just kind of wait, you know, she waits for the ball. She does have good ball handling skills, you know, it's fine, but. I
No,
just
there's
don't.
no look, she's very talented. No
She's
one is
talented.
questioning her talent, but she is from the Wayne Rooney School of English
Yes.
soccer,
Yes, correct.
which I do not support.
And can you remind people, those people who don't know Wayne Rooney?
Oh, the think soccer hooligan, with like
Yes.
a multiple broken nose face. And he during I think it was for England. I don't think it was in his like in his club team. I think it was nationally, got pissed and went and stomped on the balls of a Portuguese player who was not Ronaldo, because I think I would enjoy it more if it was Ronaldo. He looks like a skinhead. Like it's so he's such a thug, honestly. Ricardo Carvalho. Oh, you know when it was? It was the 2006 World Cup. A lot of violence in that World Cup.
Oh,
A
yeah.
lot of world-class players making really stupid mistakes and screwing their teams over. Oh, wait, who won that one? Oh, that's right, Italy. I forgot. Anyway,
Yes.
Lauren James is very talented, and I very, very much respect the James siblings and their parents in life for being as successful as they are. And obviously, I love her brother. After he glared at President Trump and asked him, "Are you going to leave after the Club
Yep.
World Cup a week and a half ago?" But I agree with you. I don't like the stomping of Michelle.
So yeah, Lauren James, a person who you'd think would be secure, she missed. And so the English went to miss the next three. Russo scored hers first,
Yes.
and then the next three after that were
Oh,
all
yes.
misses.
So
Yeah.
James and then the next two.
Yep.
Because then Sweden went up ahead, right?
Yes.
And then England scored in the fifth one. And so all Sweden had to do was score and then they'd win.
Yes.
And then they didn't.
And then they did not. Then they missed three, and Lucy Bronze was the one that scored the final one. The one that went in for England after those misses was Chloe Kelly's.
Oh, Chloe Kelly making so much. I mean, this was Chloe Kelly's game.
Yes, also, she had the funniest way of going into a penalty. Like, she does a high kick bounce. I don't know. But we just were like, that is a funny way to take a penalty. But hey, she did it. She did it. And it looked like a lot of the people were saying it looked like she was smiling or laughing at the goalie. And I just think she's kind of more on like, hey, these are the vibes, let me do it my way. And like she wasn't in her head, I don't know. Or maybe I just don't know about that much about Chloe Kelly. The other thing that I thought was super cute was her shin guards. So they zoomed in on Chloe putting on her shin guards, and apparently it's like a cartoon image of her like her wedding day. And the other shin guard is a picture of her dogs.
Really
So
like that.
you, yeah, again, Chloe Kelly was the one that that scored that second penalty that went in. And then Lucy Bronze sealed the deal.
Well, and so that was the seventh penalty was when Lucy Bronze
Yes.
scored. And so then Smila Holmberg, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, comes up and can equalize, right? Like she's the
Yeah.
last one to kick. 18 years old, Swedish player, which I just think is a little mean, just in case anyone was wondering my personal opinion. And she misses and she does cry, which
Yeah.
was hard to watch. But Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who is arguably the most famous male Swedish player from the last 10 years or so, immediately reached out and was like, "You're so young, you have your whole career ahead of you. Like, I also missed penalties when I was your age." And I just thought that was really classy.
Yes. I thought that was great. I thought it was classy. I thought it was great. Also support for the team. Men's supporting the women's team. It was great.
Agreed.
So that warmed my heart. And yeah, she's 18. Like she'll be back.
I hope she does very well, except against the United States. So the first semifinal will be tomorrow between England and Italy. And Martha, I mean, I know that England is like the mass favorites going in, but I'm not going to lie. I'm going to hope that they're kind of tired and gassed out by that game still, and Italy comes in with fresh legs.
Because I would like to see something different.
I know, me too. Me too. Something that was different was Spain, Switzerland. I mean, I did not watch the vast majority. I watched highlights, but like you did watch this game. So why don't you take us through the first 72 minutes?
Yes. So honestly, the first half, Spain possessed, but the Swiss did some great defending. Now, in the first half, there's a penalty for Spain. Like, there was a penalty awarded for Spain. And Spain missed.
They are not infallible.
They are not. So they missed, which this is one thing I'd like to review all the penalties because it seems like a lot of penalties were missed. But so Spain missed the opportunity to go up by a penalty that should have been relatively straightforward, but they missed. So first half, Swiss continued to defend. They held Spain to zero. I thought they did an impressive job, especially when like almost all of that stadium it was all Swiss, so I think like the audience was helping out with that defense too.
You know how I feel about home team games. South Korea 2002
Yep.
versus Italy again. It's fine. I'm over it.
Well, in the second half, around the 65th minute, that's when Spain finally score. And for the second goal, that's the one that like I had to look back. Another theme of this Euro of these Euros, don't stop like until you make sure that like the referee has to like whistle 5 million times, because the Swiss thought that they had a foul. And so one of the Swiss players raised her hand, the Spanish player raised her hand, but the ref hadn't called anything, and the Swiss thought that she had. So the Spain kept on playing and they got a goal because no one was really defending because everyone thought, hey, the play had stopped. So unless you know for sure, and the referee has to actually stop you, don't stop. Do
No, I
not
completely
stop.
agree. It's a shame. It's a shame. And not that, I mean, given what happened at the end, which is that Spain won 2-0, but like you could see it going differently. And then the Swiss throwing everything they have at it, like they did in the last minutes of the game, and then, getting an extra one and equalizing. I still think Spain would have won. I'm sorry. Spain's an incredible team. Switzerland should be very proud with the result they got.
They
Like,
should be. Yes. They should be, especially after like that stomping on Portugal that Spain had done earlier. Like, I think the Swiss did a great job. Oh, hold on. There was a second penalty. So the Spanish got another penalty awarded to them and also denied that penalty.
What? I did not know that.
Yes. So
I
it
love
could have been
this.
3-0.
Would have
But
been
yeah.
4-0, frankly.
Yes. So they got that denied, and then the Swiss at the very end got a red card because clearly if the Spanish player would have gotten through, they would have gotten the goal. But it was that defender kind of like stop the Spanish player, denied the Spanish player a goal scoring opportunity, got a red card. It was late in the game, but by that point, even then, the Swiss held on to just 2-0, and Spain are moving through. But they missed two penalties.
That I did not know that. I did not know that second penalty. I knew about the red card, but I did not realize about that second penalty. Oh, Spain, not as dominant as you think you are, perhaps. Then Martha, of course, the big game. France versus Germany. I was seeing a play and so missed not that much of the game, but as you texted me, as I was getting myself to where I was watching, you're like, there has already been a lot of drama. Do you want to take us through the first 20 minutes?
Oh yeah, there was already a lot of drama. Like I felt like, I don't know, they were counting up that towards the end of the game that it was almost nine, like 90, not okay, I'm exaggerating. 40 fouls, I think I heard at some point. So at the beginning of the game, there had been a collision. One of the German players got hurt kind of by her own colleague. One of the other Germans stepped on her foot while a French player kind of went past her and like twisted her ankle. Like, so she already had to be subbed off
Very early on, yeah.
very early on. I think under 10 minutes, a German player had to be subbed off due to injury. And then shortly after that, around the 13th, I don't know, 13th minute or so, there was a free kick, and a German player pulled on the hair of a French player. Like, it was clear. The referee didn't see it initially, but VAR saw it.
I mean, come on. We've talked about this before, I feel like. But if you're gonna foul someone, don't make it obvious. And there is no non-obvious way to grab a girl's ponytail. I'm sorry, it's just not possible. If you're going to foul them in the box, use your shoulder like the rest of us.
Yes. It was clear. Also, her hair was long, so it just the thing is when the card, when the red card was shown, like the German was like, "What?" And I was like, "Don't play dumb.
I mean,
You cannot."
I watched her like she like the whole way off the field, which by the way is a good way to get yourself even more penalized, is like threatening. I don't know, like you get off when you get a red card, you get off the field and you go to the locker room. Like you don't just go off and like stand on the sideline, like you are sent away from the field. And she was just like, "Oh, what? Mo me? I do not understand why." And it's like, really?
Really?
Really? You
Yes.
don't
Really?
understand why? I don't. Her name's
So,
Catherine or Katrin Hendrick.
yes. So Hendrik got sent off,
I
got
mean,
the
I'm
red.
sorry. I looked up her name to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly, and it has a picture. She has a full fistful of this ponytail.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Yes. It was dumb. Like it, I, yeah, it was bad. And so, because of that, and because it was in the penalty box, of course, France get awarded a penalty. And oh, in this one, France actually converted. Okay.
Yes, unlike previous penalty kicks, yes.
Unlike previous penalty kicks, France converted. So it's 1-0, and the German team have to play a person down.
For the rest of the game, which at
Yeah.
that point
And
was like 75 minutes, maybe.
yes, yeah, because it was, yeah, like around 14 minutes. And then the rest of the game, 70, yeah. Person down for the rest of the game.
And then Germany comes back and equalizes pretty soon after, right?
Yeah, within like 10 minutes,
Because by
I
the
would
time
say.
I showed up, it was 1-1. And the game just got crazier from there, honestly. Like, the end of the first half, I would say, was pretty dull. I think I texted you something like, wow, lots of drama for the first 25 and then sort of nothing. It sort of petered out. And so I thought maybe that would be what the second half looked like, but no. I'm not sure exactly when, but France scored, or at least they thought they scored. And
Yeah, I
then
thought they scored like they thought they scored twice.
when did they think they scored the first time?
There was a Delphine Cascarino one that got called offsides for sure.
Yes. But that wasn't okay. Yes, but that was immediate. Like that was not,
That,
that's not
yes, you're
like
right.
you think you've scored and then they go to VAR and it's called back and the crowd. Because like with the Delphine Cascarino, it was almost immediate that I feel like
Yes.
they didn't
They knew
even
it
get
was
to their
offside.
celebration. Like they were like, yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
But then the second one, that was a full drama VAR
Yes.
ref running over to the side to watch it herself. I will say, I don't know the ref's name, but I do know this ref and I do think she's pretty fair. I go by, who is it? Who says that like the best reffing, you don't really recognize they're there? Maybe it's
Someone in
Becky. Yeah, maybe
Becky,
Becky
yeah.
said it that like the best refereeing, you don't really notice the ref, you just sort of they keep the game fair and safe. And I think she did a very good job of that, especially given the way that it started. But this offsides call was tough. And we watched it over and over and over and over again, obviously, as they were watching it. And I think someone online said, as a neutral, I think that's the right call, and that is how I feel. But if I were a French fan, I'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
But in the end, it got pulled back. And so the score remained 1-1.
So then, Germany go take the ball. They go all the way to the other end of the field and they get fouled in the box. So they get awarded a penalty.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah. So I
at
don't some
remember this
point.
at all, Martha. I watched this game. Okay, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so Germany had an opportunity to get a goal in.
Oh, yeah. And the girl who scored was taking the penalty, the redhead.
Yes, Nuskin was taking the penalty and
I do remember this.
Nuskin missed.
Yeah.
Yet another missed
Story
penalty.
of the Euros, missed penalties, whether it's in PKs at the end or mid-game penalties, it is insane. I mean, truly, just the quarterfinals alone, right? What we're talking about, one with Ada, two with Spain, one with Germany, and then all of those many, many, many missed in England, Sweden. Like, that's a
Yes,
lot.
that is
Are
a
people not
lot.
practicing? Like, do they not practice? I think there's a line from that Netflix documentary about the 2023 World Cup when like Sam Kerr says to Christy Mewis, like, do you not practice, please? I can't do an Australian accent. And Christy's like, no, of course we practice them. And I'm like, do they not practice PKs? Like, come on. This is a huge part of the game.
Yes. Well, okay, after this set of games, every team now has to practice PKs
I
because
mean, they don't have that much time.
they don't have that, but still, it should be in the repertoire of things that you have to do practice PKs. Because, again, yes, so Germany misses this PK. Yeah, and then they make it, they go at extra time. Now, the other thing that we were saying, like, Germany didn't really have subs.
They did not sub other than that first player. So just to recap, right? At this point, it's like the 110th minute at this point. Germany has, since the 10th minute, so for 100 minutes, not subbed one person, and they are playing down a player. I was watching with a fan, with a friend who is a fan of the French team, and she was just like, someone's open. It's literally impossible for someone not to be open right now, because that is the
Yes.
way when you are, it's like a nonstop in hockey power play with one person is available, you know? Shame on France for not taking advantage of this.
Yes, completely.
Yes.
It was theirs. They could have. I mean, Germany had excellent defending,
Yes.
but to have all that time, the Germans did not have any subs or like subbed really, really late. Germans were tired, but they still kept on going. And so, yeah.
Martha, why do you think, now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder why the coach didn't sub, and I wonder if it's because they were doing coverage so well as 10, and he was afraid that throwing someone else in would mess that up.
I mean, it could be that. Maybe that, like, that's if they were going to make it to penalties, he felt very confident about the people who were on the field.
But then he did sub in the end.
He did sub at the end, but the person that he subbed was a forward. Because, yeah, their forward had run a lot. And they subbed in a Like, I think the person that they subbed in, Leah Schuler, she's a really good player. So he felt probably comfortable doing that very late. But I don't know. I think all of those girls are going to be tired.
Yeah, seriously.
Just playing that long.
All right, so one more huge thing we have to talk about before we talk about the end of the game, which is the goal saved round the world. It was near the end of overtime, and the ball, because I mean, I don't know, I don't remember the exact percentages, but like I remember during overtime they kept showing that like play was pretty lopsidedly on the German side, the German defending side, which you would expect when they're
Would
down a player.
expect, yeah.
Yes. And a French player, I believe, kicked the ball and it hit off of a German player's head and was headed towards the goal, into the goal.
Yeah.
And Anne, oh, go ahead.
No, and just say it was headed into the goal everyone, all the people commentating, everyone was like, oh, that's going in.
Yes.
Like, and they were all, people were already starting to feel, even in those split seconds, we're starting to feel bad for Germany.
Yes.
And then what happens, Manny?
Anne Katrenberger, Gotham's own AKB, one-handedly the ball, important note, in order to score a goal, the ball fully has to cross the line, the goal line, right? It's also true for a ball going out of the field. You'll see players play it on the line. If it doesn't fully roll over the line, it is not out. If it does not fully cross the line of the goal, it is not a goal. This is why there is controversy about the US versus Sweden. Lisa Nair swears that that ball did not completely roll over the line. This is many,
Oh,
many
yeah.
years ago, and yet I'm still litigating that for her. But that ball was more than halfway over the line. Anne Katrenberger, one-handed, scoops that ball and whacks it right out of the net. It was a save. I mean, I went on Blue Sky afterwards and I took a video of it to send to you, which was just like, oh my God, what did she just do? AKB, like, truly, I mean, I follow a lot of soccer fans, but like, I feel like Nair had a save like this last year during the Brazil game in the Olympics, but like, you just don't see a lot of this. One-handed on her way down, like she hit her shoulder pretty hard in the save. And like, it was gorgeous. It was insane. It was ridiculously clutch.
Yes.
I was obsessed. That's my
I
goalie.
think I think everybody was obsessed. I mean, we were too. Also, I was watching the game with my husband, and my husband is a German soccer fan and was so emotional, like not crying emotional, but was just like, ah!
Yeah.
It was. And I was trying to tell him, I was like, are you now an AKB stan? Have Mary and I converted you? Because you should be an AKB stan.
Everyone should be.
But yeah, it was an amazing save. An
Yeah.
amazing save.
Oh, I've watched it so many times since then. Okay, so then we go to penalty kicks. And I had been saying to a guy sitting next to me watching the game, I was like, no, you don't understand. I watched AKB last year in the Olympics, and she like saved two, scored one, saved two, scored one. And then in the penalty kicks, he's like, oh, she's really good. I'm like, what did you think I was saying this whole time? Like, yes, she's amazing. She won German Player of the Year. She not goalkeeper of the year, player of the year. Like, she's incredible. So they kept shooting, and right before the overtime half ended, second half ended, they kept showing a picture of her water bottle, which had all the players on it that she expected to see in PKs, and like the obviously what they thought she thought they were gonna do. Like, I saw Cascarino's name and like which way she thought they were gonna go. And I gotta tell you, I did not know a lot about the French goalie going into this. So I just, didn't know how that was going to go. Martha, can you take us through the PKs?
There were a lot of misses. So the first one, the German scored first. And they made that. And then the second French player came up and AKB blocked it. Now the French player that came up and, took the first penalty also had an interesting roundabout
Ugh.
way of scoring, but AKB blocked it. AKB blocked it.
I think Germany, I mean, yes, but I think Germany kept going up. And like Germany was up until the end, and then like the fifth one, and then France equalized.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Yep. So one of the German players missed, like it hit the crossbar.
Not, it should be noted, Anne Katrenberger, who took the fourth penalty kick and scored.
Yes.
Save two, score one. Save two, scored one.
So,
I'm trying to see if I
yes.
can find the actual record. But yes. And then in the fifth penalty kick, I think France equalized it.
Yes, France equalized it.
And then in the end, just like with England, Sweden, in the seventh penalty kick, Germany won it all.
They won it all. So, the last person to go up, I think, was Nuskin. Maybe
That
not.
sounds right, to like justify herself in her previous miss.
Yes. And then a person came up for France. The French player looked really young.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she was. But if she had made it, they would have kept on going, but she kicked it in, AKB blocked it.
She's
And then that
incredible.
was it.
That was it. And now we'll see a replay of the bronze medal match from last year's Olympics, Spain versus Germany. Also, another.
It is possible. Oh, but okay. This is the thing, though. A lot of German players are out. Nuskin is out. She accumulated a yellow, so she's not going to play.
The hair puller is out.
Yes, the hair puller is out. So they've got a squad who's played for a really long time. Lots of people out. Honestly, Germany is hobbling
Yes, I think that's probably
into
right.
this game, while the Spanish are doing all right.
Yeah,
But
they're smooth sailing. One
yes.
more thing I want to say about AKB, though. Truly a class act. At the very end, I think like the post-game interview, she was asked, like, oh, what was like carrying the team in? And she then went and gave credit to like a ton of her teammates. She's like, yes, at the end, I played my part, but it was a team effort. And I just thought, I love her.
Yeah. No, okay. The other thing that I have to say about carrying her team, she still, after all that, still gave some of them piggyback rides. I was like, AKB, what are you doing? Like, you're not tired? There's
A woman
still.
who has survived cancer twice. She's like, I'm
Okay.
the king and queen of the world.
Yeah. So yeah, after that, I was like, what? Why are you still carrying these girls?
Let's
But
do one very
yeah.
serious thing. Speaking one more time, lastly, of AKB. AKB's fiance, Jess Carter, got some pretty nasty racist abuse online. I haven't seen it, thank God. But after England's win, by the way, in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And as a white lady, I just like to say, if you know, they say that it has no place here. And obviously, racism's found a place in soccer. But frankly, if you are at a game where you see something online where someone is hurling or even just muttering racist invective at a player, there is no result that justifies that behavior. And it is
No.
incumbent upon you, my fellow random white ladies, to stand up, get a security guard, call it out if you're comfortable. Like, absolutely, this is should not and cannot become regular in our sport. It is a part of the men's sport, the men's side, and that is trash and it is awful. And I am taking it as a personal mission to make sure it doesn't happen in our side. Okay? Got it?
Yeah.
White ladies? Anyway, Martha, I have a question for you. We've talked a lot about AKB and goalies in this episode. So if you had to take out AKB and Alyssa Nair, who's the best goalie you've seen in your lifetime? Let the record show Martha made a face.
I know I made a face. I was like, "Oh no." I mean, I think this is a cop. Well, no, I think this is. I'm taking the easy way out, and I'm gonna go with Brianna Scurry. That's who I would choose. Although, like, and just so now thinking of the goalies playing out there right now. Yeah, I would like to see more of, Fallon Tellis Joyce. Yeah. But again, I think Scurry. How about you? I felt I feel like you were going to say Scurry,
I
but
was gonna say Scurry, but I will also say Gianluigi Buffon. And I was thinking about Gigi Buffon because when people were talking about that AKB save, they were like, that is like a Gigi Buffon classic one-handed out. And it did make me think of how much I loved him when he played for Italy and how much like Germany feels like they can always rely on AKB. Italy always felt like they could rely on Gigi Buffon. So,
Yeah.
but also I really like the commercial from the 99 World Cup with the whoever the German goalie was at the time, there was this very cute ad from the 1999 World Cup where they had little girls playing the characters in the upcoming World Cup, and the German one was a mom throwing stuffies back into a crib, and the little girl would block them and go nine, and so I also enjoyed her. Silke Rottenberg, nine. If you have questions for us, you can email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N as in nine, giggles2024@gmail.com. Martha, I really hope we're back later this week talking about an Italy Germany final. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want Italy to play, but maybe they are beaten up. Maybe an Italy Germany final. That'd be fun for me.
That would be fun. I agree. It would be fresh, sort of new, but also it'd be the two teams that like I was going back and forth with. I don't know. If it's England, Spain, it's a
And it's England, Spain. And
rematch.
that will be great soccer,
Yeah,
you know?
that would be great soccer.
All right. Well, I will talk to you later this week, and we'll come back and see you guys before the final. Bye.
Bye.